WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
A Sunday night, which means it's time for WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive, in which, if you like an ad-free experience, you can link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card, rocket soccer, links, and more than the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. Because we're hashtag Epic Partners, and there's a brand new season of Fortnite, which has Optimus Prime and some other skin in the item shop. So we're just going to use the code to buy the thing, hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin, joined as always by the intern, Kane Kittens.
What is up, everyone? It's draft day!
Huzzah! We also have.
And I have a very interesting teammate.
You have a very interesting teammate based on last night. Yes. The wheel was on something last night, so see how the wheel does tonight. We have one Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I'm here to pick things and not type furiously while I make picks.
From the rack, it's Lindsay Ward.
All I heard, like, this song kept cutting out for me as we were coming in, and all I heard was Brent typing. That's all I could hear. Hi, everybody.
Look, I'm trying to deal with something here, okay?
I know that, but all I kept hearing was, like, type, 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 the whole time, and I'm like, wait, did something happen?
Which is why we told Tim Stein not to touch his keyboard. Hi, Tim.
It's a new keyboard.
You have a new keyboard?
It's a new keyboard. It's rechargeable. And it lights up. On the left side, it goes green, fades into yellow, goes red, and then pink, and fades into purple, and then blue.
Are you an RGB gamer now with the keyboard?
I don't know what this is, but it's got an eagle on the bottom in the middle.
He's an RGB gamer now.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. Tim bought a new keyboard. It's new to him, probably.
It looks funky.
What's wrong with an RPG gamer?
Nothing. It's just Tim. He's an RPG gamer now. That's all. But is it new, Tim?
It's brand new, out of the box, never used.
So new.
To me.
To you. New to you. That's, I guess, all that matters. So tonight is draft night, as Brent mentioned, which is why Lindsay is here. It's that time of the year where we gather and make some picks and create our fantasy teams. Last season, Team Canada came out on top ending Team One Brain's winning streak. Congrats to Team Canada for finally winning.
Was it beat Keishi?
Yeah, it really was all Keishi. Tim was there.
Can I retire?
No.
And
no, that's not how
I've been
works.
Trying for like 15 seasons, and he won't let you out of it. Yeah, once you're in, he just holds you hostage.
It's part of the contract. You're here. You do the thing.
Wait. Contract? What do you mean contract?
Verbal contract.
It's all verbal. It's all verbal.
Basically, as soon as you join the call, you agree to everything.
You got to read the terms of service, the end user agreements, and all the things. It's written there somewhere in the fine print. Go, you'll read it. It's on like page 55, maybe. Anyway, Brian has the unfortunate task of being teamed up with the Wheel.
Woo!
So there's that. And as we mentioned, the Wheel was interesting last night for the AEW version. So the last couple of times since we've tried to do twists have not worked out well. Last season, we tried to do the, hey, they're hiring everybody, so let's give someone a free agent. Then they stopped hiring people. Year before,
I mean, I did okay.
You did okay, but everyone else, no one got hired, or if they're hired, they're still talking hockey somewhere. So there's that one. The season before that, we all got to pick WWE people from AEW. 90% of them were hurt for the majority of that season. So it didn't work out so well. So this morning I came up with a new idea for the twist. Each person is getting two additional picks at the end of the draft, but they're chosen by ChatGPT.
Oh, God.
I love it. I'm all about the twists. I don't care if we, like, if people get injured or don't get put on the active roster or whatever. I enjoy every twist all the time.
It's a twist. So we're using computer intelligence to give us each person two additional picks.
So I have a very important question.
Yes.
Will ChatGPT be able to get their gender properly done?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Oh, you know.
What do I know? Tell me what I'm supposed to know. Huh? No, you're not going to tell everyone? You're just going to leave everyone like...
I had a mouthful of sandwich. No, apparently when Rock asked ChatGPT to provide a background of myself, I turned female. And I was on things that I never even knew I was on.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you can get a little bitchy once a month.
So many controversial jokes right now.
Look, if Fortnite worked for me, I wouldn't have to be bitchy.
No, this is beyond Fortnite. You just get bitchy once a month.
Hey, if you knew how to take care of Toma and not drop his ass, you know.
I'm sorry, have I dropped him recently? Have I dropped him? No, not on his head. You can't drop him on their head. Well, I mean, well, actually, you technically, I guess, could if you tried, but I have not dropped him recently.
8 times out of 10, they live.
Yeah, they just take health damage.
Roddy Piper, they live.
So, anyway, so we're going to use the computer intelligence to give us picks later in the show. So now we're going to go through the draft, and we're doing our keeper round to start.
Okay, hang on.
So, as we do that, the order goes as following, as you can see on your screen. It's the Wheel, followed by Lindsay, Tim, myself, Keishi, and the intern. It is snake draft rules, which means we need a keeper for the Wheel first. Which means we spin the Wheel right off the bat.
I'm pretty happy that the Wheel's going first. I think it's great.
Wheel going first is going great, because they'll have back-to-back picks on the snake draft. So the Wheel's keeping... Spins and spins and spins.
Cameron Grimes.
It's not a bad keeper for the Wheel.
Considering it's one of the only ones that was on TV.
Yep.
Cameron Grimes sticking around for the Wheel.
Last time it chose Alpha Academy as the keeper.
Well, I mean, they were still around.
Yeah, I know.
So they just kept you around. Which now puts Lindsay on the board for the keeper. Let's all try to figure out who she's keeping.
I mean, you just don't autofill it at this point?
It's already autofilled, but just let the people know.
And his creepy uncle, who may or may not be his brother.
Wherever they are.
Wherever they are, wherever they may be. So Bray Wyatt is on the keeper list, which puts Tim on the board for the keeper list. Who you keeping, Tim?
I'm looking at my picks from last season, comparing them to my targets that I've got actually written down for this season.
Bravo, show.
Wait, you did homework?
I do this every draft. I only fart around and pretend I don't. It's, I got it down between two. Seth.
Wow, I'm shocked. I already had that written down.
Well, I was going to choose maybe somebody else.
Charlotte. The other one was going to be Charlotte.
Nope, that wasn't the one.
No. Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, that's not them.
Oh, my goodness. I'm keeping Cody Rhodes.
Wow. Shocker.
I know. Very shocking. What puts Casey on the board, who has the toughest keeper.
I was going to say, he's got a decision to make.
He's got decisions.
I'm keeping the Judgment Day.
Wow.
Whoa.
The Judgment Day is the keeper. He could not choose. He could not choose between people. Okay.
Listen, I kept flipping a coin, and the coin kept landing on its side. I don't know.
Anyway, Brent, who's your keeper?
God, there was just so much talent to keep from my team.
I mean, yes, there's a lot. I mean, we were discussing it earlier, and I have a feeling there's a value in your keeper.
Well, here's the kicker. Every discard that the intern is going to make for this season will wind up earning points for anybody else that picks them up.
Okay. I don't know from my team. There's someone that's on TV a shit ton from my group.
Yes.
But I'm still gonna keep, he's had a bit of an attitude change, but
keeping Baron Corbin.
Nope. Braun Breaker.
Mm. Interesting. I figured you would have taken the value selection and gained the person.
I didn't think I could gain him with this.
But if you can, because if you look at remember we went through the kit.
Oh, yeah.
And we both discussed this together, that they're a team now.
So, wait, how far are we drafting for? What, end of the year?
Yes.
End of the year.
You had value there. You've already gone to the podium.
I made the pick. It's fine.
Already made the pick and gone to the podium and everything's
okay.
Done.
No, it's fine.
It is a snake, but it is not. But the snake starts after this.
With round two.
With round two, because keeper goes straight forward. So we go back up to the wheel. The wheel makes the first official pick of the night. Maybe they'll pick, you know, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for you.
Lacey Evans.
Nope. Nope.
Funny.
Lacey Evans.
Tim checks his targets. No, she's not listed. Okay.
Lindsay.
Imperium.
Okay.
Another carryover from last season.
Tim.
I targeted the Imperium as my first goddamn pick. Goddamn. Ah, what the hell. Owens and Zayn.
Wow, Tim takes the Canadians. Go figure.
Oh, shut up.
Then, since it's just
Nobody gives you grief when you pick the Americans.
Since it's just going to fall.
Because we also don't reference Canadians all the time.
This is true. Anyway. Since it's just
you do. You are the ones who reference the Canadians all the time. Well, look, the Canadian. No wonder Tim picked them. I don't say shit like that. Shut up.
Since it's just gonna fall to me, I'm taking the bloodline of Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns, and Solo Sikoa. Cage?
Do it, Cage.
Gonna pick Asuka.
Asuka. Okay. Brent.
I'm gonna take the other half. We the ones.
The ooh. Sos. To close out round number two, we go back to the Brent for round number three's first pick.
Okay. I'm multitasking here trying to do stuff, so hang on. I'm going to select Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. Okay. Casey is up.
You know, Lindsay has her pick that she likes to make. I have mine.
I don't know.
In a minute since you've gone with her.
Because she's normally gone by the time I have to try and go for her.
Casey, who are you taking?
I'm going to go for numbers and pick the way.
The way.
No way.
The way.
So now falls to me, and I'm taking L.A. Knight. Yeah.
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 Bye.
Tim.
I shall opt in for Zoe Stark.
Zoe Stark. So that puts Lindsay on the board.
Let me consult the thing real quick. I'm going to take the other half, Trish Stratus.
Trish Stratus. All right.
It looks like you and I are going to share points, Linz.
Okay, that's fine.
Which now puts the wheel on the table to make their next selection.
Tiffany Stratton.
Ooh, not a bad pick.
Not a bad pick to close
Tiffy
out.
Tiffy time.
Christ, watch the wheel wind up with more points than Brent this season.
Hopefully the wheel picks a tag team soon.
So the NXT Women's Champion is off the board. Thanks to the wheel. Tiffy time. That's such an awful name. Anyway.
That's what she says. It's Tiffy time.
I understand that's what she says. I'm just, it doesn't mean it's not, you know, bad. Just, you know. Anywho. The wheel selects to start off the next round.
Edge.
Okay.
Rated R superstar, who I don't think has been on SmackDown since he got drafted.
No, he was in the number one contenders, the Delio.
Oh, that's right. He was in the triple threat.
Yeah. He'll be back soon. All right. Lindsay's now on the board.
Okay. I'm conferring with our thing.
She says,
You know what? Give me Rhonda or Rhonda and Shayna.
Rhonda Rousey and Shayna Baszler are now off the board. Okay.
Not gonna lie, had them selected for a pick coming up.
Puts Tim now on the board to make a selection.
List all the members of the OC for me, will you?
The OC are Gallows, Anderson, AJ Styles, and Mia Yim, aka Meechan.
I'm taking the OC.
You want the OC. You're taking numbers on that one. Okay. So that brings it to me. Lots of names on the board.
I mean, there are lots of names.
There are lots of names.
There's the reason why it's the list.
We're going to take Charlotte Flair off that list, though.
Woo.
Woo. Whoa.
Casey's now on the board.
Austin Theory.
Austin Theory.
That was the other pick I was going to make.
Puts Brent now on the clock.
All right. Everyone's going with numbers, so I'm gonna go the faction route as well and take the LWO.
LWO. Okay. To start off round five, though, who you got?
Well, when you're making a team, you need it to be the biggest, the badest, the toughest. So I've got to go with the EST.
Okay.
Oh, you're picking Michael Cole. Cool.
What?
All right. Keish, you're on the board.
I'm going to go with not necessarily a strategic pick, but a fave pick, and I'm going with the New Day.
New Day.
Yes, it is.
I'm going with Pretty Deadly.
Oh, good. They were right next to each other, so I can just delete both at the same time.
There you go. Tim's now on the clock.
I picked him to be fired from the WWE in 2023, and I'm going to pick him for fantasy. Riddle.
Matt Riddle is off the board. Lindsay is on the clock. Who you got?
Carmelo Hayes with Trick Williams.
Nice.
The NXT champion has been taken off the board. It's everyone's favorite time. Who's the wheel got?
Alexa Bliss.
Oh.
No. So we will give the wheel another pick.
Good. Yeah.
Considering she's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Well, wouldn't that count as a tag team?
No.
That is awful. No.
That's another faction.
Okay, that was womp womp for whatever that was. Okay, so...
That wasn't, though, but that was Hawaiian-like music.
I know, it said womp womp. It said womp womp.
That was luau shit, man. Pass the poi.
There we go.
All right.
Ba-dum-bum.
Wheel.
Oro Mensah.
Who?
Oro Mensah.
He's part of
NXT.
Oh god, what's the new faction that he's a part of? It's the one with Noam Dar, Lash Legend, and whatever the hell her name is.
I don't remember the name of it, but that.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw it, and it's like, it's spacey.
Yeah. Anyway, so you just get one part of that.
It is the metaphor. M-E-T-A-F-O-R.
Metamor.
Do you want the metaphor, or you want to stick with just
screw
Oro?
It? I'll have the metaphor, we'll or the wheel will take the metaphor.
Metaphor. We'll figure it out who all those are when we go. Round number six starts with the wheel.
Electra Lopez.
Okay, I mean that is certainly a
wrestler.
That is someone.
Electra Lopez is off the board. There you go. Lindsay is on the clock.
Let me have Rick O'Shea.
Rick O'Shea is now off the board. All right.
I think you're going to go Rick, and I was like, Boogs?
Rick Boogs. Anyway.
Rick O'Boogs?
Rick O'Boogs? Tim.
Rick O'Boogs?
I mean, he could have boobs, you don't know.
Tim.
Coming back, so I'll be picking Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
For the little bit of his contract he may still have.
For the little bit of contract he may still, in fact, have. Taken
keep
some
the faith.
We've taken some people off the poor. We've made some things. I feel like, though, to settle this all in, we need to have some damage control. So, Cage, who you got?
I'm going to theoretically round out the way and take Tommaso Ciampa.
Ciampa is now off the board. Goes
It'll
to Brent.
Sooner rather than later.
Hopefully.
You know what? I'm going to play the long game on this one. Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. Okay. He did cross my mind a moment ago. All right. Brent, you're back up again. To start off round number 7.
Two more picks for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? TikTok, it's time with Karrion Kross.
Karrion Kross for Brent. Keish.
This is the fun part of the draft where we start going, oh shit, who's left?
Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna go dip into the black and gold. I'm just trying to decide who I want to pick. I'm going
Kato.
Blair Davenport.
Okay.
Okay. Underrated pick there. Blair Davenport just made her return to NXT.
I'm hoping she'll be like a dark horse.
Yeah. That's
good. Have been attacking people. She wasn't even on the list.
Yeah, she wasn't even on the list.
No, she was not.
She is someone who really is flying under the radar.
So we didn't even think about it. There you go. So now it's time to look for value amongst the roster. I'm going to go Shinsuke Nakamura, because they seem to be behind him some right now.
Maybe.
Tim.
I hate you.
Were you, was that where you were headed?
That was my next pick.
You always want to try and take Shinsuke Nakamura, and you never do.
Here's my goddamn next goddamn.
You can take Baron Corbin.
Who wants to walk with Bobby Lashley?
Bobby Lashley. Okay.
Bobby lashed out.
Lindsay?
Let's go with Bronson Reed.
Bronson Reed.
All right, Wheel. You got two of them.
The Wheel selects in round number 7.
Wendy Chu.
Wendy.
Don't know. She's still even there.
She is. She's been on NXT Level Up.
Ah, which does not earn points.
Does not earn points. But she is.
Ding.
In fact, still around. The next selection for the Wheel is
Toxic Attraction.
Nope.
Gigi Dolin and JC Jane.
That is not. I don't know why they're on there. Moving on. Next one.
Dijak.
Die job.
Is taken off the board for the Wheel's final
why
selection.
Why did you have Toxic Attraction? Oh, I guess maybe because it was part of my team last year.
It may have been copied onto it that way, yeah.
Okay. I mean, Wheel, I appreciate you trying to, you know, keep the consistency with the team last year, but I could really, you know.
I mean, ChatGPT was picking Sasha Banks, so.
That is true. It did.
It did. All right, Lindsay.
I mean, he's been coming for so long, so I might as well finish with Veer and friends.
In this year with Jinder Mahal.
I was going to say, they're there. Veer, Sangha, and Mahal.
They are, in fact, together.
I was going to be like, I didn't see Indashir on the lineup.
No,
we
have
like,
them all.
Oh, no, they're all just individuals.
All individual names, yeah. All right, Tim, your final selection is?
Cleaned out my list of targets. So
Hit
I
row.
Had to scramble and look at my old list and then look at the rosters and go back to my old list. And so I said, to hell with it. Let's take the brutes.
The brawling brutes.
The brawling boots.
Brawling Brutes come off the board for Tim.
Bye-bye, Brawling Boots.
I don't think I've gone really to NXT. Based looking at my... No, I haven't. So we'll take Dragon Lee.
Okay.
Deleting?
Yeah, I know. Same thing. I was like, well, that was who I had penciled in towards the end. Shit.
Keish?
All right. I am also going to stay in NXT and take another risky pick. And I'm going to go with Gallus.
Hmm.
Interesting. Gallus.
Again, I don't think they are on the list.
they are not. Good thing. I also was thinking about taking The Second Coming of Butch and Charlie Dempsey, but...
You can tell how much we've been watching NXT lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
This is very true. Sorry, NXT.
I also included a name at the... So I've been keeping a running list at the very bottom.
Yeah.
And realized that we did not have someone's name on there that... You see who I have highlighted?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is someone we forgot. Whoops.
I mean, to be fair, anyway, is that your pick?
No, I'm going with J.D. McDonough.
J.D. Mick. Okay.
Just to let everyone know, the person we forgot was Mustafa Ali.
Oh, dear.
Our bad.
Who has been on 2 shows this past week.
I mean, at least the ones that I picked that weren't on the list were in NXT. Always.
I mean, technically he is in NXT.
No, but I mean, like, always in NXT.
Yeah, well.
Didn't have a match at the last premium live event.
Yeah, somebody, I mean, you're doing right. So, Brent.
But yeah, if you go to the very bottom.
Right, look at the very bottom, okay.
Under all of our teams from last season. Yeah. That is the list of people who have not been picked.
That is the list of people that have not been.
You will need to take out the headers, though, of like...
Yeah, I'm working on that. Yeah, I'm working on
just
that.
Just saying. Yeah. Just saying.
Well, looking through it, right, there are some...
There's some talent.
There are some talents still on the board that will...
We picked quite a few, like, I think we all did pretty good.
I think we did pretty good, all things considered, based on the roster of who was available.
Last time anybody picked Apollo Crews.
It's probably been
like 2 seasons ago, I think, the Wheel picked them.
Yeah. All right, so I'm clearing out some names off of that list who are injured and pregnant and what have you.
Carmella's still there.
Braun's hurt.
I already took Alexa off.
Braun has the neck injury. Bobby Roode. There were a few that had to get taken off the list. So what we're going to do now is we're going to ask...
Oh, Sol Ruka, you might want to take
I got that one as well. We are going to ask ChatGPT to create...
Had Charlie Dempsey back on there.
Is Charlie Dempsey still back on the list?
He's not on the list. Not on the one at the bottom.
Well, he just made the list.
Charlie Dempsey. All right, he's now on my end. Is there anyone else that we're missing that should be put in this random thing of a Bob?
You can't besmirch the good name of William Regal's son.
That's fine. But is there anyone missing?
I can't think of anybody else.
You can't think of anybody else. Okay. So there's a bunch of names that are on this list that are going to be paired off. We're going to do that. And they're going to give us each two people. So the question that is being put into the generator is, create 6 teams of 2 based on the following names. So ChatGPT is going to spit it out for us here. And, so team 1 will be, what is it, The Wheel.
Yep.
Followed by Lindsay will be 2, Tim's 3, I'm 4, Casey's 5, and Brent is 6. So... We put it in the thing, it's generating as we are talking, which then will allow us to hear what the teams are, making sure it's put together, going through it again, because then we get all the names off. Okay, ChatGPT. I love
Chat. Sasha Banks.
No.
No. All right, we're good now.
Stop it.
Wrestler 3.
Yes, it was in fact Wrestler 3.
Seriously? Right.
No.
Damn. Lindsay and I are both disappointed.
Here we go. Here are the names that are...
But Wrestler 3...
...are taken. Team number 1 in this list. Here you go.
Here are 6 randomly generated teams of 2. Team 1, Apollo Crews, Tegan Knox. Team 2, Brock Lesnar, Gable Steveson.
Okay.
Team 3, Rick Boogs, Piper Niven. Team 4, Randy Orton, Liv Morgan. Team 5,
Rock got team injured.
R-Truth, Dana Brooke. Team 6, The Miz, W. Maurice, Yulisa Leon.
Okay, wait. It was Apollo Crews, and who was...
So it goes as follows. We'll read it off. So team number 1, which was The Wheel, got Apollo Crews and Tegan Knox.
Okay, good job, Wheel. Good job.
Lindsay got Brock Lesnar and Gable Steveson.
So basically the same person, just...
Different forms. Tim was 3, right?
Yep.
I got Rick Boogs and Piper Niven.
Rick Boogs and Piper Niven. I was team number 4. I got Legend Killer Randy Orton and Liv Morgan.
She'll be back at some point.
Casey got R-Truth and Dana Brooke. Brent got The Miz with Maryse and Yulisa Leon. I think Brent got the wheels picks on that one.
Yeah, I think you're stuck with a wrestler that might not actually come back for another match there, Rock.
And that's fine. That is totally fine. I'm okay with all of that.
Trying to look up to see who the hell Yulisa Leon is. Mexican professional wrestler signed to the NXT brand. Second generation wrestler. Her father wrestled in Mexico under the name Bronco. Okay. Yeah, that notable. What the?
Brent doesn't seem happy with his team.
I just don't know who.
Do your research. Now
oh,
you know.
Oh, good. She fights on Level Up. Oh, awesome.
I mean, good on her.
That doesn't mean she's there forever.
She can level up and be on TV very soon, right? Anyway, that...
Oh, good. On September 13th of NXT, she suffered a knee injury and would be sidelined for the foreseeable future.
Comeback story. Incoming.
Well, I mean, I do have an injury drop if need be.
You can't drop the chat ones.
Oh, shit.
They're keepers all the way through. But with that, that's our show.
That's it. That's all she wrote. That's our show. The new week begins tomorrow night, immediately following Rock's Rob Post Show. Rock.
It is indeed the Rob Post Show, Monday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Cool.
Yeah.
Really not much of anything going on until Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern, when the lovely Lindsay Ward hosts another episode of the multi-time award-winning The Rack Radio Show, with having to put up with Rock tagging along on her coattails.
Well, I mean, we do have a suitable replacement for Rock, should he decide to have his power go out again. I mean, Brett and I had a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, we went, like, twice as long as Rock normally goes.
Just saying. So anyway, yes, tune in Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We're talking stuff. I have no idea what the hell we're talking about, but we're talking about something, so tune in.
When are you guys doing another Rack Extra?
Soon.
Soon.
Hopefully.
Things came.
So soon. Soon, which means we can do this. Coming soon to the Rack Extra Reviews, the Ultimate Gamer's Cookbook. Recipes for an epic game night. Coming soon.
There's some good shit in there.
Of course, you like to play Fortnite with friends on Saturdays.
We do like to play Fortnite with friends. It's usually the four of us without Tim. Fortnite with friends, 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
Because I don't have the game and stuff.
Yeah. Followed by that is CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com.
And then next Sunday is Father's Day, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
We might even do a show, maybe, maybe not.
We are doing a show next week.
Oh.
It's in the schedule. We're doing a show next week.
Talking about all of our favorite wrestling daddies.
No, not quite.
Big Daddy Cool?
Dude, yeah. You should.
Next
Daddy Seeking?
Wait. Is it like actual fathers, or is it your daughter calls me daddy too?
Oh.
Ooh.
Damian Priest.
Anyway, next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the very early on the internet preview of Money in the Bank. Because
that's
they won't be
is more fun.
Because they won't be available to do a show on the 25th to preview Money in the Bank. So we're talking Money in the Bank next week. Because there's no show on the 25th.
Maybe we'll have four matches to talk about.
We'll do a very early preview of Money in the Bank next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
8 o'clock Mountain, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. For all your news and views and anything that pops up, follow us on social media.
It's at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook and or on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. It's WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Hey, I'm on Twitter. Follow me at Flames Forums. Because that's the thing that the cool people do. Speaking about cool people.
Is it the thing that cool people...
Yes, it is. Shut up. Quit interrupting. Okay, shut up.
Is it?
No, seriously, shut up.
Is it? Is it the cool thing to do? Is it really...
Shut up. It's the cool thing to do.
Is it really the cool thing to do? He can start talking, but no one can hear him because he's muted. So, there's that. Continue, Tim.
Stop it.
Continue, Tim.
It's what the cool people do. Shut up, Rock. Lindsay, you're on the Twitters.
That's right. You can follow me on Twitter at Linz Ward. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Linz Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. Come hang out, follow the channel, check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@SymbolLinzWard. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, enjoy the content. Thank you. Ding.
Keishi is on the Twitters and the Instagram and the Redbubble.
Sure am. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kyle Driver. Mostly just post wrestling related stuff and very few and far between because I'm boring. But in the links to those descriptions, you can find a link to my merch store on Redbubble. If you feel like buying yourself a sticker or a coffee mug with logos that I created on them. Thanks.
Tim found the soundboard. Anyway.
Yeah, I found the soundboard before months ago. But, you know, you can follow the intern on the Twitter shit.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Kane Kittens. That's where I usually post some of my diatribes. Maybe some stuff will be coming soon. We'll find out. And you can also find me Saturday nights doing the intern's corner when my computer cooperates, as we found out last night. And here. Really?
Okay.
Yeah. It was like, you know, when your computer doesn't cooperate, people hear crickets. Anyway, that's it. We're done. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday night for another edition of Roast Talk Radio, the one, the only, the original, live from the next on a Sunday. It's WTR Sunday night. Say goodnight, Rock.
Use credit code Rocket Sucker Linz Ward on the Fortnite Amazon Rapid Gamester because hashtag Epic Partner because new battle passes and stuff. Optimus Prime for those who like Transformers, do the thing on the out by.